For the Purpose Critique Review, Education, Positive Vibes from a Positive Gentleman, or About a Positive Gentleman.
Carlo Driggs, Voodoo Dance Party number 3, and I'm your curator of the tracks, Wayne McKinnon.
And I think that is an excellent title, curator of the tracks, well, because you know why?
Introduce yourself for the podcast.
I'm Jersey, curator Jersey Mike, because you know why? I didn't know the guy, but I spoke to him once, and he was just so positive energy to help people trying to get started entertainment, and we need more people like him.
Purpose of the podcast, if you're just joining, go back and listen to the first two, but 2 years have gone by and it's time to get Carlo Driggs to come through your speakers again. We're always kind of focusing a little skip on the, kind of skipping the rock across the pond of his career, touching on little things. Let's get started.
And you were there with the career, so you probably know so many different things and things that you're going to come out with as we go along. It's amazing.
When I start putting together the production script for the podcast, I kind of start realizing what I might have forgotten or what I remember or what I didn't have. Actually, I got a couple things that we got. I found a couple. Let's put it that way. So let's get started. First one. This was back in the 80s. Back in the 60s, Dick Clark had the TV show Where the Action Is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is where there was the summer program all the time. Kids come home from school. They saw the Raiders on there. He attempted in the 80s to do another Where the Action Is, but it was called Rock and Roll Summer Action. It was a very short-lived production. So here is the Raiders doing live on the beach from one of those episodes that did air. Hear them doing Just Like Me. The host voice you're going to hear is that of Christopher Atkins. You might remember him from a little movie called Blue Lagoon.
Let me show you what he was doing on this very sand in 1965.
Chicks are making reservations for his love and so grand. Screaming and a fainting, he's a god, I'm all waiting in the land.
And here he is, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
that's it. The whole world loves a ballad, and of course that was a beautiful teenage love song from yesteryear. Yes.
You've probably played that song a lot in your career, huh?
I wish I had a dollar for every time I have played that song. They know that. Okay.
Hey, listen, tell me something about this. We all want to know, where's your back seat now, Paul?
Need I say more? It's...
That'll do. Right. Yes. Seriously, Paul, music has gone through some transitions in the 20 years, and you've seen it all.
I almost.
Almost?
I didn't mean to throw you. Okay.
No, but tell me, what do you think of the music of today, the 80s?
I love it because color and flash and craziness and fun is back, and I love it.
Who knows? Well, you're not very...
Maybe they got room for an old man in the business today. I don't know.
He's not very crazy, though, do you think?
Not too.
No. Listen, where do you think the music's headed today, huh?
Well, I was hoping east, because that's where we're going tonight. And they expect some noise when we get there. So...
Thanks, Paul. By the way, I want to ask you one more thing.
Couldn't be the costumes, right?
Does Prince know that you're borrowing his costumes?
Listen. Prince is wearing stuff I threw out in 1967. This is where it's going. You know, the only thing, see, is these pants. I hate these pants. I really hate these pants. Let me show you what these pants look like before we put them on. These pants are tight. Okay, there you go.
Well, listen, here's some more of that great music of the 80s that Paul was just talking about.
Okay, I had to let the whole track play out there because it's just classic. That was from August 21st, 1986. If you like me, you saw that some point in time in syndication through the summer. And the Raiders did make another appearance on it. I got to try to dig that out of the archives somewhere. If I don't have it, maybe Louis Go Home has it. So let's get next to our next song here. This is a voiceover that Carlo did back in 2011. He really didn't intend for anybody else to get it. I found it buried in an email that I had. It's the 1974 hit from the UK by the band called Paper Lace. It was a hit a few months later for the band called the Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Here's Carlo doing a voiceover over a musical bed of Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Got a letter that
told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. At her she threw the letter away.
So you being around those guys so much, I just wonder why, we were talking in the shadows here, why Paul kiboshed their album back to the charts.
I don't know, because eventually, here's the deal, I'll say it early now, in late June, I'm going down to Florida to see Carlo's wife and his daughter Tabitha, Tabitha and Isabel. About 2011, Carlo gave me about 15 to 20 cassette tapes. I took them back with me on Christmas vacation, got them digitally transferred. There were some gems of some stuff in there. Some of the stuff we're playing now here and there. I'm going down there in the 20th to get this, try to talk to her about getting the jacket arranged for, get ready to do that for auction.
For her daughter, by the way, for college.
Yeah.
Which is a very good
the auction of the auction of that Paul Revere jacket, which I'm still looking for the video, which I got to dig it out from the Dick Clark show, is going to be for auction. But she says, she's told me I can have access to all the cassette tapes.
Wow.
Somehow, somewhere in there, because I remember the second to last time, me and Carl, we sat down. I go, wasn't there ever, first was talking about the Raiders theme. Did that ever get committed to a studio recording? He said, no. The only one that you have was, you hear, is on the Raiders Generic Rock we played last podcast. But he had planned, working with Omar, to do an original Raider material album. Paul put the kibosh on it. They had a chance to actually get a hit back in their 80s. You know, going more for that, not, I'm going to call it as the NASCAR fans, the Southern rock kind of thing. Never happened.
It's like you see the emojis, I don't know, somebody throws their hands up. You just, I don't know.
I mean, Carlos said, he goes, I think I have a cassette tape of what was going to be an original Raiders album that never got really, I don't know. It's the stuff that is so, it's the stuff that you can't see over the horizon around the curvature of the earth. But eventually, I'll get it, and we'll flip through it and see through it. Anything we get, we'll share here on the podcast, for sure. You know it.
That is amazing, especially for all you deep, hardcore Carlo Driggs and Paul Revere and the Raider fans. Going to might have a gem in the rough. Like
somehow,
they say,
somewhere.
A diamond somewhere.
That was just something he recorded over a track, and it was for a client that he was doing something for. That's all it was. So let's get into what he was doing with Cracker. Here is track 3 from side A from the first album, La Familia. Here is Atlanta Ripoff.
Smile on our face, nothing happened. All but little did we.
I love that ending right there, the piano fading out. Kind of reminds me of the Beatles, the boom, the piano crashing on the end. So there's Atlanta ripoff from the third track, Side A, Cracker, from 1972.
That's going back a ways. I wonder if that has something to do with, oh my gosh, what do they call that? The Great Blackout? In the 70s in Georgia, when that happened, I wonder if it had anything to do with that.
Before my time, but I wasn't there in Georgia, I was in Oregon at that time. All right, so I'm going to tell you something, and then we're going to play a song, and then we're going to explain what it is, okay? Here it is. Did you know there is a Carl Driggs vocal, he used to say the word sniglet. He didn't like the word snippet, or a little clip. A clip or a snip of a song, he used to say the word sniglet, okay? I want to make that clear. Now, did you know there is a Carl Driggs vocal sniglet on a Beastie Boys song?
No. I'm ready to hear
this. Curious about that one, aren't you, okay?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that, okay? Omar Martinez, the drummer for the Raiders.
With the big mustache.
Yep, I pointed it out there as we're reviewing the video there from the first one there. He put out two solo albums. One in 1996, the other one in 2002. It was kind of a religious-themed album, but it's still a rock album. It was called Lost and Found. Now, in the credits buried, it says, and everybody, Raider fans know this, Carl Driggs and Danny Krause, the keyboard player for the Raiders, did a lot of singing backup, harmonies, instrumentation on that album, percussion and so forth. So it's basically Carl Driggs, Danny Krause on an Omar album. You can still hear him singing. So I just wanted to play some of the tracks from that. Here is Lost and Found. You'll hear Carlo playing percussion. You hear Danny on keyboards. Let's hit it. This is called Lost and Found from Omar's 2002 album.
As I wander off into the darkness, not knowing at all the way of love, at the time I felt like I was killed to heal, never realized the fool I was. Then came the day, a love divine, opened wide the door. I saw the light that ends the night, I'm found forever, the moon. The more I see and learn from you, I want to do what you would do. Bring the blind to a place that they can see. Lift them up like you did for me. I never thought I could be used to lead someone to you. Keep walking strong, don't give up, just hang on. I never knew.
you really hear his voice digging in there on the third chorus, going through the first two, one and two, kind of a little more subtle. But you can definitely tell it's Carlos singing back up on the chorus the third time through.
Throw a little curve in there for you. Now,
what's that?
You said you were, because you knew him pretty well, good friendship, everything. I asked you when you met him, what was your first take when you met him? You know, like versus fan versus friend, when you actually met him.
All right, so kind of going back to this, my mom used to go see Paul Revere and the Raiders when she was a teenager back in Portland, Portland slash Boring, Oregon at the D Street Corral. For me to become a fan and not even my mom knowing this or not even telling me anything about Paul Revere and the Raiders at the time, I became a fan of the music, went to my first show, saw the merchandise table, and saw the two albums. One was the double live album, Generic Rock. Saw the Paul Revere Rides Again. I'm like, there is tons of music here. I have got to get this. This is when. And then realizing that's the guy up on stage singing all this. This is pretty cool. I'm bitten. I'm a Raider fan. I'm in.
Wow.
This is who this is. There was this other guy, but now there's this guy. So, Omar Martinez, you can go buy his album on Amazon. Go buy it. Support him. He's still with us. All right, so the question I asked you earlier. To the question, did you know that there is a Carlo Driggs vocal on a Beastie Boys song?
No, it did not.
Okay, so let's play. Let me tell you, let me isolate the part that is Carlo's voice. All right, so you're going to hear it at the 2 second mark, the intro of Foxy's Get Off, okay? Part. All right, that's the 2 second mark, okay? On the Beastie Boys 1980 song called Shake Your Rump, 22 seconds into it, you're gonna hear this. Listen in, okay? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, so a little information about that. That is from the 1980 album Paul's Boutique. They had a producer, the Beastie Boys did, who put 105 different samples from funk and disco things from the 70s.
Wow.
So let's play that again, and then we're going straight into a sound check from April 2015. And this is another one from the Jackson, Tennessee shows with Hungry. But one more flight through there with Shake Your Rump with Carlo at the 22-second mark.
You're a
From 2015 April soundcheck, Hungry. Hope you like that, because I mean that's you mentioned you never noticed that song before.
No, but it reminds you of grunge. You said garage music altogether.
Grunge.
But the grunge to me, wow, that's like that. You're from Oregon. Everybody's pissed off because it's raining all the time. They're just grunging it in the clubs, man. You know, that underground shit. That's good.
That's yeah. All right, so you're going to read another page from a lead singer's life. And I just kind of pick out the page at random. And I just kind of coincidence, I picked this one out. Because this band, who they are, became, actually just started their residency here in Las Vegas for like another month or so. But anyway, page 30, take it away.
The first week it was released, it placed on Billboard in the top 100. The song, as the single, was Because of You. It looked like we had a hit on our hands with Chuck singing the hit song the autumn we went on tour with the Jay's Giles Band out of Boston, Massachusetts. And we had a taste of it being badly reviewed by a local newspaper, which of course was very complimentary about their Boston-based Jay's Giles Band. It was on that tour that I first met the real tall guy with long hair at one of the concerts backstage. At first, I thought he was one of the players in the band. But this guy looked too sharp. He was wearing, like, big fur coat with all these scarves and had high cheekbones like I did. Anyway, he comes over and says to me, "Hey, Cracker, don't you pay any attention to that shitty review, all those fucking idiots." I said, "You know, it would be okay if they knew something about music, but they sounded so one-sided, like they were in a battle of the bands or something." He turns and says to me, "Listen, they're all a bunch of wannabe rock stars, but the truth is, oh shit, they're just a bunch of fucking geeks looking for recognition." I like this guy, so I introduced myself. "Hello, I'm Carl Driggs." As we shook hands, he says, "My name is Steven Tyler. I'm from the lead band of Aerosmith, and I had my fair share of bad reviews come on to get into my limo waiting outside with some chicks, drugs, and alcohol. Let's party." I told the guy in Cracker, "I'll see you at the hotel room." Oh, it was a crazy night with that guy. I don't remember how many nights we went out clubbing, but every time we opened the door, we crawled out of the limo in a mist of smoke, and then it would be like, oh, fill the air. Steven and the girls dropped me off at the hotel, around 4 a.m., where I fell asleep as soon as I hit the mattress. The rock and roll icon that he is today, I'm so glad that I had those nights in my memory banks. I wonder if he remembers, I doubt, but he might say how painful it hurt. I look on my face, saying, reading Cracker's bad reviews. I wish I could remember more from that night, but I was just as fucked up as he was. And I know that he got out of a depressed mood by educating me on the rock and roll life and how to deal with bad reviews and the local press. And I never saw him again after that night. I never forgot our first and only meeting on the road, Destiny.
I think that's a good page to read right there. That just gives you a little bit about what the book is all about, you know?
Let me tell you people something. Just reading that, you gotta go out and get this book, because this guy partied with rock stars. He was a rock iconic star himself from an iconic group from the 60s, but he brought his own flair to Paul Revere and the Raiders. And you see he partied and he said, "Hey, let's just tell it like it is. I fucked. I got sucked.
That's what he did.
I had drugs, alcohol, did it all, and I partied. I'm an American rock star." How much cleaner does it get than that?
Eventually, it'll be available in print. I got to talk to Tabitha about
this. And I'm sorry to say that, so Tabitha's daughter don't listen to that, but that's what
that's what he wrote.
That's rock and roll.
He didn't hold it back.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Why lie? Now you got me wanting to say, come on, people, buy this book, support the family. This guy was rock and roll history right there.
So, from that commentary from Jersey Mike, let's get into part three of the audio track from The Last Madman of Rock and Roll from Reno 1966. Here is Country Jazz, Hat Man, Heard It Through the Grapevine, Back in My Arms, Can't Get Next to You, which is the Motown medley, Hey Hey Jokes, Kicks, Louie Louie, Devil with a Blue Dress, Sakatumi Baby. Let's take it to the end on this track.
Oh, I could play a little bit of country jazz if you don't mind. Tired of it. Okay, country jazz don't last long. I tried a little humor for Baby Raider over there because, you know, they get bored easily. Baby Raider, just one of my many, many jokes that I brought for you today. Because Baby Raider said, Paul, make me laugh and feel good on stage. Well, I always do. I always bring you some presents. You know that, boy. Look what I got here. Huh? I got this. Yeah. This is the only one in the whole world. This be your little Richard alarm clock is what it sounds like in the morning. And that'll get you up, okay? And if you don't get up, he'll keep going. And he's getting tired back there. Okay, that's that. That's Coach Little Richard Alarm Clock. And of course, I got the only James Brown wristwatch. On the hour, speak up. On the hour, every hour, the James Brown wristwatch says, wow! James Brown wristwatch. Guess I wasted some money there. I thought that was funnier. No, no, maybe this is good. On the half hour, that was funny, you gotta admit that. Okay, I got more things. That's right. You thought James Brown said ha.
Yeah.
No, no, he said hat. Hat. He said that because he knew 25 years later I was gonna need that bit. And I tell you what, you boys know that when there's a full moon, which there is tonight.
No, there isn't.
Tonight there's a full moon. There's proof right there, it's a full moon. When there's a full moon, sometimes I've been known to turn into. Who do I turn into, gang? Hatman!
Hatman! Hatman! Hatman!
Now, who's the brains around here?
You are!
That's because I'm a Hatman!
Hatman!
You may say, who's a knucklehead? I say, who's a knucklehead around here?
You are.
That's right. It's more funny stuff from old Paul because he's Hatman.
Hatman. Hatman. Hatman.
Hey, I say, who be the P? 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 Who be a P? Who be the P brain around here?
You be.
Shit, glad you figured that out. I be a Hatman.
Hatman. Hatman.
And of course, there's Paul Ribert.
Oh.
Laugh it up, or I'll keep it up all night. Hatman.
Hatman. Hatman. Hatman.
I've got a lot of crap on my mind. Oh. I get it. All right. Well, anyway. That's right. Tattoo having a good time somewhere in this world. Okay. Tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to have some fun here because it is. We're going to do one of my favorite medleys. And this is a medley of some songs that came out of a movie I enjoyed because it had all these songs from the 60s in it. The Motown sound. See if you remember some of these old tunes.
You took me back to class and we were 60s, I can see you learn too. Well, of course, Paul is there for president. Get out of here, you animals. There they go, there they go, there they go, there they go. What was I telling you? I was telling you about the 60s and the people in the flower children.
What?
The flower children. They would sit out underneath the trees, man, and they'd contemplate nature. And they'd sit there and they'd talk heavy stuff, man, like, why, man, why? And I'd walk up to him and I'd say, cuz, you dumbass, cuz. I couldn't communicate with these people. I didn't understand them. They were at the park. Everybody at the park was just sitting there, man. He was dressed in brown and green so they could blend into the environment. And he sat under the trees in the park, man, picking flowers. Then they'd sniff them. Then they'd smoke them. Telling you, I wasn't buying it. I couldn't relate to this stuff because I was an old biker from the 50s. And Baby Raider was just a boy at the time. And he had a big wheel trike. And he didn't know about the flower children. Couldn't understand them. All he knew is he wanted to grow up and be bad, man. And he wanted to grow up and be skinny and have a motorcycle like Peter Fonda. That's what he wanted to do. So he would practice on his little big wheel trike. And he'd go back and forth on his damn sidewalk. And if he saw a cat, he'd kick it in the butt. There you go. He was bad. He was bad. What was he? He was bad. That's right. Baby Raider bought him a little guitar with rubber strings, and he walked up to his mom one day and he said, I want cookies and milk, and I want you to listen to this. This song is called Kicks, and this was finest, like going back in time. Yes!
Come back, job girl. It's too late for you.
still for little kiss and pure jazz. Well, it ain't happy yet, so girl, you better think twice. Girl, just see, no matter what you do, you'll never want to be away from you. Keep, keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. Now, don't it seem like cakes just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. Girl, you don't need kicks to win your feast. The world each day, that world goes nowhere. How we gonna help you find yourself another way?
You're a good crowd, boy. I'll tell you what, you're a dynamite. Favorite, I tell you. I gotta introduce my band, because I got a kick-ass band here, and I wanna want you to all know who he is. Yes, I, first of all, I got my baby Raider over here, been with me 13 years. That's right. 13 years, he's almost to become puberty Raider. Doug Heath, big hand for Doug. That's right. Doug Heath and the guitar. Just a boy, young boy, young firm boy. Gotta get off the road. Okay, and of course back here, the Cuban Flash, you heard it. The Cuban Flash, Omar Martinez, okay? And, he's bad. You don't give him a good hand, he steal your car and leave the hubcaps. And of course, up here on the keyboard, oh ho ho, all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, he'll tell you everything you don't want to know about cheese. That's right, this is Danny Krause. Big hand for Dan up here. And, big Dan. Danny. He's prettier than my first wife. Everybody is. Jesus, she was a mountain woman. Okay, that's right. Gotta give him a haircut. Cut his damn hair, I could knit me a house. Okay, and then of course over here, we got the one and only little Juan Foos. I call him Heavy Raider. Tired of it. Okay, that's right. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 or even a finger would do. Okay, this is good. All right. Of course, you put them all together, what do you got? Hey, Wayne Newton on acid. Okay, you people know what this means. Huh? This is an L. An L. That's right. Forget the peace sign. We talking L sign. L. All right. All right, now you're saying, what the L is he saying? Let me talk to you, my man. Let me talk to you. I want, this is it. We're going to get some respect finally after all these years. We're going to do a song now that we recorded first. That's right. We were on the national charts before anybody was. And then everybody in America and Europe and people on Saturn, if there's people up there, recorded this song. My mother recorded this song. I know two dogs and a cow that recorded this song. Why did they record this song? Because it's the easiest song in the world to learn. But we did it first, and it's the epitome of rock and roll garbage. And I love rock and roll shit. You understand? So the L stands for Louie Louie. Yes! That's it, children. We did it first, and I'm going to bury that song.
Bye.
I'm feeling so damn good. Omar, get my heart started, man. I ain't felt this good in years. Come on, Big O. I got the only Cuban pacemaker in town. Yeah, it's a little big, but sure is fun to carry around.
All right, step up. Get it. Devil with the blue, that's blue, that's blue, that's devil with the blue, that's all. Devil with the blue, that's blue, that's blue, that's devil with the blue, that's all. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. Looking mighty fine, how here she comes. Wearing a weak kid and she's a match. Got a high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a purse and a dime of it. She got a couple fingers on everything. Devil with the blue, that's blue, that's blue, that's devil with the blue, that's all.
Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, so there you have it from The Last Man Rock and Roll. Go read it if you want to look it up.
It's just been a long day here in podcast land. Coming up to the putt of like we're running out of gas.
Well, we got one. We got two more we're going to do here. We're at the part where it's Louis Go Home's corner. This is where Louis Go Home. Louis Go Home picks out a track of his favorite, what he wants you to hear, and we're going to play it.
So, what is Louis's favorite for tonight?
What Louis has picked out, which is actually probably the only known live recording of Cracker when they were on tour with Rolling Stone. This is a live version from BBC, the Old Grey Whistle Test. This is them doing live, I'm So Glad I Found You. Now, the first voice you're going to hear is an English DJ host named Bob Harris. He goes by the nickname Gesundheit.
Thank you.
We don't have sneeze buttons. Or we don't have sneeze or cough buttons on podcast. He goes by the name Whispering Bob Harris. You'll understand why. The first scream of the song you're going to hear is Carlo. And actually, this is a video on YouTube if you haven't found it yet. Cracker, BBC, you can find it. Here we go.
Well, a couple of weeks ago on Whistle Test, you probably heard Mick Jagger talking about the Stones' first signing to their own record label, a band called Cracker. Their first album is just out, called Cracker Brand. And here's some film of the band with one of the songs from the LP. This is So Glad I Found You.
Thank you.
first album, Cracker Band. That was Cracker, and I'm so glad I found you.
Hey, thanks to Louis Go Home for pulling that one out for the Louis Go Home Corner. So glad I found you from the Old Grey Whistle Test. Would you be able to stand around and put up with Whispering Bob Harris, the announcer, the host guy?
He sounds like that he was in a couple of movies, like when they talk, you know, like, and then I did this and that. And
it does have a silence of the Lambs feel to him, you know? I'm just commenting on the host there. So Monday morning, you can listen to this whole podcast, broken down, no talking, little edited to the music, no breaks in between the songs, so that'll be the other Voodoo podcast for you. Anything else you want to say?
What are we ending this awesome?
We're ending this with, I'm just going to play this track on some of the go ahead.
No, the reason I want to know what we're ending with is because I don't think it got much better than hearing him with the sound check to, you know, hearing about his life and getting to read about it. He's got a book. I mean, he lived rock and roll, man.
Paul Revere and the Raiders, they put out the generic album 1, 2, and 3, or Time Flies. Carl gave me a bunch of cassettes. There was a lot of stuff on them. Things were in the works. There was like I came across a demo of the song called No Tell Motel.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, there's just a lot of stuff that, you know, there's something was missing. Anyway, I'm just going to play this. We'll just close it out. Have a good one. We'll see you in 2 weeks.